scared to death of the Muslim Brotherhood in his country. He's frightened. This is a movement that's been very, very strong in Egypt over the years. It's a radical movement. Now, we have some segments in the U.S. and the Obama administration say, hey, we can deal with the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood can be a constructive force. No, they can't. Their whole goal is worldwide Islamic Sharia law, submission to Allah. In their own mission statement, Michael, they say jihad is the way. Martyrdom is the path. This is what the Brotherhood is about. They might wear suits and ties. They might speak very, very eloquently, but at the end of the day, their goals are just the same as Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and the rest of them. And as a matter of fact, the Muslim Brotherhood is the granddaddy of them all when it comes to Islamic terror groups. Michael, as you know, they were the precursor to Al-Qaeda, to Hamas. Right, right, right. So we know what this group is about, Michael. For the Obama administration to continue to give them an open door at the highest levels of government, the FBI, State Department, DOJ, all meeting with this group is a big problem. And to see these kind of groups linked to the Brotherhood possibly sink their claws into the financial economic realm here in the U.S., especially when our economy's in the tank right now, is a big, big problem. And Michael, where else or who else is affected by this Muslim outreach by President Obama? This nonstop for the past 18 months, blind, completely naive Muslim outreach that he's been conducting, where he's had his hand slapped away time and time and time again. Who else suffers from this strategy? The biggest victim, other than the American people, is Israel. Now, Israel is the one oasis in the desert of actual entrepreneurship, of actual technological and scientific advances, of actual business acumen. Israel is the one country in that region surrounded by a sea of 280 million Muslims. Israel is the one nation in that region that has actually shown some entrepreneurship. Yet, the Obama administration has trampled over Israel, who's been our most loyal, staunchest ally in that region since 1948. The Obama administration has completely thrown them out the window and has cultivated an adversarial relationship with Israel in order to court the Muslim world. A Muslim world, Michael, that, as you know, no matter what we do, is still gonna hate us. True. Whenever there's an earthquake, whenever there's a tsunami in the Muslim world, Indonesia to Pakistan, even Iran, whenever a natural disaster occurs there in the Muslim world, the U.S. is first to offer billions in aid. Economic, military, rebuilding, everything. The U.S. has deposed dictators in the Muslim world, giving them a chance at freedom. Not saying they're going to seize it, but there is a chance at freedom for Muslim people in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, because of the U.S. I think back to the aftermath of 9/11, Michael, when the U.S. was bombing Taliban positions in Afghanistan. At the same time, the U.S. was also dropping food to these people. Unheard of in modern warfare to drop bombs and also drop food to Muslim children in Afghanistan. All this goodwill the U.S., you would think, has built up with the Muslim world. Billions in aid every year to Egypt, billions in aid to Jordan, billions in aid to Saudi Arabia, Pakistan. All of this aid, you would think this would just generate so much goodwill from the Muslim world, but no, we have the direct opposite. And these hackneyed, naive attempts to continue to romance the Muslim world will only blow up in this administration's face. The Muslim world right now sees President Obama, and they're licking their chops. Ahmadinejad, al-Assad in Syria, Nasrallah of Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, they see weakness. They're licking their chops right now, and they know that he doesn't get it. They know he's going to let Iran go nuclear unless Israel steps in first. And they know that he'll continue to blindly romance the Muslim world. It's tough to put a finger on why he's so enchanted with the Muslim world, Michael. And it's tough to put a finger on it. But he clearly is. And he's clearly going to continue this blind outreach and it's going to have a real destructive impact here in the U.S. and potentially disastrous effects. It's all related to this Muslim outreach that he's conducting on every level now. We have security, economic, foreign policy. This blind embrace of Islam, of the Muslim world, is going to hurt this administration and hurt the American people.
Thanks for the report, Eric.
Michael, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, my friend.
I'll be right back. Savage.